Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Randy in the chat asked, I think it's kind of brings me to what I want to talk about. With Purdy in for the next 10 years, do the 49ers change the type of wide receiver from yak focus to route running? Someone like McConkey or Purcell. So Brian's been talking about that a ton on the show. That he thinks, you know, with Debo, part of the reason Debo was brought in is because you had Garoppolo in there and he's going to throw, you know, your little checkdowns or whatever, and you want the yak guys. Purdy's a different kind of dude. You know, Purdy's timing and route running, and do you want to bring in more guys like that, guys like Ayuk, to help support him? And what's really interesting about that, I think, is we're talking about, like, these top 30 visits. How many receivers were in those top 30, Brian? You know that?
Three so far.
So that's kind of, it's 3 out of 10. That's kind of so far. That's kind of interesting to me because the way that I feel about it is I think they can go anywhere with their first round pick. I literally think they can take any position. Well, they're not going to take a tight end.
And they're not going
to
take a
It looks like they're going to get Brock Wright to be their second tight end. And you have Kittle. They're not going to do that. They're not going to take a quarterback. They won't take a running back this soon. Other than that, they won't take a linebacker. But you could sell me on corner. You could sell me on defensive tackle. You could sell me on defensive end. You could sell me on center, tackle, and wide receiver. Reason I think that is because whether you sign Ayuk or not, there's all these rumors about Ayuk I know right now. And if they do trade Ayuk, God forbid, that's a major need. But let's not even go there right now.
Yeah. But
yeah, really, especially for this year. But regardless, even if you don't trade him, you have Juwan Jennings for one more year. And then you have probably Debo for one more year. Is probably what it looks like. And then you have jack shit. You have nothing. Mm-hmm. So this is arguably one of the better wide receiver classes in a while. I mean, there's tons of receivers in here. There's tons of really good players. I think you can get them throughout the draft. And the Niners would be, you know, remiss from not getting one or two in this draft. Would they take one in the first round? Yeah, I fucking think they would.
Yeah.
If there's a guy there that they love that drops or that Kyle's like, you know, this can be my next Ayuk or just the next guy to really bring us into the second window with this team as we build around Purdy, as we build around hopefully IU, because we build around Bosa and Warner and these other guys kind of age out. Would they take a wide receiver in the first round? Yeah, I think they would. They do. I don't think that's off table by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. And think about it, right? Like, if they go into this next season with Ayuk and Debo, right? If they don't trade either one of those guys, and I think the likelihood that they trade one is pretty low. I'm not going to make it zero because I don't think any player's really ever off the table for them. But I love Juwan Jennings, right? But Juwan Jennings is a limited player. He's great at what he does, but he's limited. But if someone like a Brian Thomas Jr. or someone like a A.D. Mitchell or even a Xavier Worthy were to fall, and I think Xavier Worthy probably is a second round pick. I don't think Kyle Shanahan would go for Xavier Worthy. But if one of those guys fell, I mean, imagine a top three wide receiver of Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and Brian Thomas Jr. or A.D. Mitchell, right? And then you're like, oh man, now we're cooking with straight gas, right? Because now you've got Christian McCaffrey. I mean, you could run 11 personnel and absolutely just put other teams in hell because they've got to cover George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and then whatever receiver that they draft. But I also think that there's a couple wide receivers that they could probably have in the second or third round that I think would still upgrade that wide receiver three position. One of those is a guy that they brought in on a top 30 visit, and that's Malachi Corley, who's a wide receiver from Western Kentucky. A lot of people view him kind of in the mold of a Deebo Samuel. He's kind of a thicker guy, great with the ball in his hands. Another guy that I actually drafted in a mock draft that I was that I did today is Washington, the wide receiver from Virginia. Another guy that I think is a bit underrated right now. And so, yeah, I absolutely think that to me, and I said it before, I think they're going to start transitioning to less of a run first offense and more of either a balanced offense or even a, we're going to live more in the passing game than the run game. Because, you know, I think that he finally has a quarterback that he trusts. And that also brings up the idea of, do you invest more in the interior of the offensive line for your short quarterback than you do elsewhere? And so that's another thing where I think it would be smart of them, whether or not they do it, I don't know. But I think we're going to start to see a bit of a transition in the way that this team builds its offense because of Brock Purdy. And I'm just excited to see kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting because, we keep saying that they can go anywhere. And our buddy Jason Apani wrote an article for Niners Nation I was reading today. And he had just been looking at some mock drafts, which guys were doing. And Lance Zierlein of NFL Network had the Niners taking edge from Missouri, Darius Robinson, with the first round pick. Ryan Wilson of CBS Sports had them taking cornerback Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri at 31.
Missouri, yeah.
When we talked about corner. There's like nobody signed it for this year. So, that's a position that, again, if you told me they're taking them in the first round, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. They probably are. And then Bleacher Report had Xavier Leggett, wide receiver from South Carolina. Malik Washington was the guy you were thinking
Malik,
of.
Malik, yeah. Yep.
From Virginia. So they can go anywhere, Brian. You know, and I'm still waiting for this Lenore contract. Feel like, how are we not resigning Lenore? I know this stuff happens later in the summer, and they've both been really quiet. Like, Ayuk, there's a lot of chirping and everything like that. Ward and Lenore have been really quiet. And Hufanga is going to be because he's coming off an injury. It's not like he's going to be like sign me, but those two guys, I thought for sure something would either be worked out or we'd be hearing stuff about it. Maybe it'll just get dropped on us, but
yeah,
we'll see. Yeah. And Randy says he loves the guy. Yeah. I can't blame you. You're bringing a guy like that. Again, you're setting your quarterback up, for the next 4 or 5 years with a weapon. And I feel like that could be on the table.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, 6'3", 225 runs like a four, I think a high 4.3s or low 4.4s. Yeah, sign me up. I'm in. I'm in for that, for sure.
I love that speed because Purdy's going to, you know, not that Purdy has a Josh Allen arm, but Purdy takes chances. Purdy throws the ball downfield.
Yeah.
And the Niners really don't have a guy that can take the top off the defense. They tried that with Danny Gray. That's clearly not working out. They don't have anybody else can do that. Jennings is not going to do that. Jennings runs like a 5'8 or whatever the hell he runs. I don't know. It's really slow.
I legitimately, like, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll look it up, but I believe that Juwan Jennings ran, it was either like a 4.6 or a 4.7 at the combine, which is why he was a seventh round pick, you know, like,
yeah, it was slower. It was just a slower receiver.
It is what it is.
You know, but like Debo is not a guy who's going to win a go route. And Ayuk is, you know, great route runner. You know, obviously he had the yards per reception was second in the NFL. So he's a guy you can make plays with downfield. But if you just have a guy who could just take the top off of everything, that's going to threaten the defense, that's going to stretch the defense, especially this year while you have all your kind of Avengers in place, you just get a dude who's going to take the top off of that and let Debo and Ayuk and Kittle and McCaffrey, you know, do whatever else they're going to do. Yeah, it can make the offense like really, really deadly.
Yeah.
So that's the thing too. Like, not that I don't want to call it like you're just going to draft like, oh, we have a new toy because we have all these other pieces, because I think it needs to be a long-term fit.
100%. Yeah.
But you do have, we keep talking about how they're sort of retooling while they're still competitive, right? Mm-hmm. So you do have the luxury this year where you can bring in a guy like that who's super fast and can take the top off the defense. And you think, yeah, in 2 years he could be a starter, but this year we just need you to play a role. Just get down the field. You know what I mean? Like, to bring it in with all these other guys, it could really help open up the offense. So that's what I'm hoping they're doing. But this is really the first draft where I feel like, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. I don't have any idea. So it's going to be fun in that regard. And we're going to, you know, we're going to look at it and we're going to critique it. And people, again, have so many different thoughts just in the first round of where they should go. So it's good. Stuff like that to me is so much fun. The first round pick, you're like, where are they going to go? What are they going to do? And what does this mean for not only this season, but for the next 3 or 4 years?